How Not to Be Jealous of God, by Krishna's Mercy.
Lakshmane Mamaya Sardhan Prashadhi Tvam Vasundharam, Dvitiyang Mentratmanam Tvamiyang Shri Rupasthita, Saumitre Bhunkshva Bhogant Swamishtan Rajiflani Cha, Jivitam Chahi Rajyang Cha Tvadartham Bikamye.
Quote, O Lakshman, do you rule this earth with me? You are like my second self. So this glorious opportunity has been presented to you as well. O Saumitra, do you enjoy all the pleasures you desire and the fruits of the regal life? My life and this kingdom I covet for your sake alone.
Lord Rama speaking to Lakshman, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kanda, 4.43-44.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada gives two apparently conflicting pieces of information regarding our history. Not relating to how and when the nation was founded. Not limited to the time spent in this particular birth. Rather, trace out the origin of the Yiwa, who is the conditioned spirit soul. The soul spins on something like a wheel of suffering, samsara chakra. The timeline extends to the highest proportion. This means that the suffering is beyond the present birth. There can be different species that we inhabit. Perhaps we were once a tree, a dog, an elephant, or an ant. The Swami says that to trace out the exact history of one's travels is not a valuable use of time. We should know that since we are alive today, there was some moment in the past where we turned away from the divine. This is the initial cause, the catalyst. The origin of the Yiwa's experience with material nature is enviousness of God. The question may be raised about the difficulty with shedding envy. If I hear of the accomplishments of my friend's child, I can't help but envy to a degree. I instantly make comparisons with my own child. Perhaps I have not done as good a job in parenting. Maybe the spouse and I are falling behind everyone else. If I am envious of friends and family, I will surely be so towards the person who is everything. He is known as Bhagavan since he possesses every opulence simultaneously and to the highest degree. In other words, he would be the best parent in the world. He would make more money than me in a salary competition. His wife is the most beautiful woman in the world, as seen with the daughter of King Janak, Sita Devi. Fortunately, from Bhagavan's own words we get advice on how to purify. In his incarnation of Sri Rama, he one time heard news of an impending transfer of power. The father, King Dasharath, was handing control over the kingdom of Ayodhya to Rama, his eldest son. Rama immediately went to one of his younger brothers with the news. Rama told Lakshman that the honor was to be shared. The eldest brother only wanted the kingdom if Lakshman could enjoy it, as well. In other words, his happiness should mean happiness for everyone closely associated with him. I can take pleasure from the brotherly affection in the kingdom of Ayodhya. I may not be doing so well in life, but I am so proud that Sri Rama has the most devoted wife in Sita Devi. I am without good and loyal friends, but Rama has Hanuman always standing by. They are my friends, too. They are my well-wishers, and I will never forget the happiness and joy they bring to me. I will stay devoted to them and seek only their pleasure for the rest of my life, and subsequent births, if I am so fortunate. In closing, living this life only for you, since your family my friends too, and given to me so much, forever indebted as such. Rama with Lakshman sharing, since brother loving and caring, and Hanuman always at the ready, image on reliance steady.